the things we like to do. Join the party on the dance floor, cause we want to shake and boogie with you. All you need is positivity. Get on the dance floor, get on your feet. Soon you'll feel the electricity. Feeling the music, feeling the beat.
Ooh, I like it. A brand new way to move. Ooh, I like it. Pushing it with you. Everybody.
Ooh, I like it. Brand new way to groove. Ooh, I like it. Pushing it with you.
Swing it to the left, shake it to the right. Push it to the limit and you're feeling alright. Push it down low, push it up high. Shake it, shake it, shake it, won't you give it a try? Ooh, I like it, brand new way to move. Ooh, I like it, pushing it with you. Everybody.
Ooh, I like it, brand new way to groove. Ooh, I like it, pushing it with you.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, won't you give it a try? Ooh, I like it, a brand new way to move. Ooh, I like it, pushing it with you. Everybody.
Ooh, I like it, a brand new way to groove. Ooh, I like it, pushing it with you.
Jin Dobre Polka friends, and welcome, welcome, welcome. A sincere V Tommy, and welcome to you all for an early edition of the Pushin' Polka Show on Polka Mel.
And I'm the chunky hunky beside her, Polka TJ, TJ Salonik. Together we are the Pushin' Polka Show. As Mel said, early edition of the show this week, by an hour early. Now I'm a little confused because last weekend we pushed the clocks forward an hour and we were on time. This week we didn't touch the clocks and we're an hour early. So what are we doing here?
Well, Pirates won their game this afternoon, and then we've got the Pens coming up at 6 o'clock. So we're the post game and the pregame.
Post game, pregame. That's right. So Pirates done. Penguins coming up at 6 o'clock, right after the Pushin' Polka Show. We're here 4 to 6, but we have a very, very, very special edition of the Pushin' Polka Show this week. As we teased it a little bit on Facebook earlier in the week, we have a special guest that's going to be joining us here in about 15, 20 minutes or so. Joe Zalewski from the Dynabrass to talk about the upcoming, just released, somewhat recording, a little different format for this recording, called 10 and 5. So we're going to feature Joe this week, talk to Joe a little bit about what's going on in Dynabrass world. As we're here till 6, sit back and relax. Go grab yourselves.
Giggity.
A couple of cold pivos. Grab some for me, too.
Maybe some Lucky Charms, too, since it's St. Patty's Day.
Well, I would prefer Guinness. I don't know that I want to sit here and slurp a bowl of cereal during the show.
You would, though.
I would. You're probably right. Yeah, maybe we'll just put the Guinness on the cereal. Put some Guinness on me Lucky Charms and see what happens, huh? Because what are we going to do here for the next 2 hours? Well, I've got a good idea. I know two things we can do. Any guesses?
Drink beer.
Check.
Play poker.
Check.
I was with my friend the other day and asked him if he knew of something in a perfect world that he would want to do. Without a sweat, he said, "You bet, you think that I'm a fool. But in my mind, I can't deny that it would be so cool. Thank you.
just heard, I thought he was insane. That he would choose that over any wealth, fortune, and fame. He said, I know I scare you so, but I'm sure that you'll agree that without fear and hope, I think how different life would be. East and too far being, I think we can't go wrong. So pick one back and just relax, and we'll play you this song. I want a drink here in Playboy, cause all the time that buzzing rhythm gets me moving, makes me feel so fine. There's nothing else I wanna do in life. Just drink here in Playboy, cause all the time.
So we called on young Patrick, said, come do your hat trick. He charmed all the snakes and he led them away. What once was a mission is now a tradition. Shamrocks and leprechauns all on display. Young lads and lasses, they're raising their glasses. They all feel a little bit Irish today.
Ah, I'm feeling fine. This beer makes me giddy. You all look so pretty. St. Patrick's Day, I've got half a pint and there's more on the way. From Boston to Dover and all the world over, people are donning their emeralds to say that despite our opinions, beliefs and religions, we all feel a little bit Irish today. Patrick's Day, I've got half a pint and there's more on the way.
Well, things are a-changing, the world's rearranging. There aren't many snakes in the cities today. We're all in good cheer, we're all drinking green beer. We all feel a little bit Irish today.
TJ, are you feeling Irish today?
Well, you know, if by Irish you mean get up fairly early in the morning and start drinking, I'm pretty much Irish every day, although I think we call that Polish.
Yes, we do call that Polish.
I saw a very nice toast, you know, to all my friends in their green attire. Raise your glass of fire and I don't know, but it's basically the Polish are taking over tomorrow. We're back in charge.
Okay, yeah. All right. We've got to give them one day a year.
Right. I mean, I mean, you got to give the Irish some credit. They put up a pretty close fight to us Poles. But I don't need a special holiday to get up on a Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. and have kegs and eggs. You know,
True dat.
I call
True
that Tuesday.
That. Yep.
So that was the Brave Combo, and a tune called a little bit Irish because, after all, it is St. Patrick's Day, and we are all a little bit Irish today. Right? I don't know what...
That was a little reggae and
yeah,
Irish.
Man. Yeah, man. We're all Irish. Yeah, man.
Well, I've got corned beef and cabbage going, so we'll see how that goes.
So, we're going to keep it going with another Irish song, although not an Irish song. However, I will convert it to an Irish song by saying it is St. Paddy's Day. Here's Eddie B. going back to 1970, instrumentally, with one called The Paddy. One thing you want to stay out of today on this day in which we drink all day, The Paddy Wagon Polka, Pushin' Polka Show.
Gdzie patrolka, usta z każdą lubitka, on się łapił nie wie gdzie i przepił całą pejdę. Przyjechała patrolka, Elcia do Stasia skoka, ciandrę Staska ratuje, toż to mietłą po głowie.
Od tańca, kumo teraz, kumo to na lewo.
Dostał po głowie, zaresztował oboje. Narobiliście trublu, będziecie siedzieć w bielu. Ding, ding, jedzie patrolka, wiezie Elcie i Staska. Niech posiedzą w areszcie, będzie spokój nareszcie.
Ej, ale to ci muzykanci grają wesoło.
So I see what your game is here. I finally kind of get it now. You sneak in a slow song, knowing that because it's about booze, I won't veto it. Is that how you're playing this game?
Of course.
So, all right. The Pushin' Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web right now, broadcasting from Denmark to Dunbar at WMBS590.com. Polka T, Polka Mel here with you all the way up until the 6 o'clock hour, getting you set for Penguins hockey tonight. Pens hosting the Red Wings down there at the Paint Bucket, but before that, we're here till 6, and as promised, we've got a very special guest coming up after the next break. Joe Zalewski from the Dynabrass is going to be joining us to talk about the brand new Dynabrass recording coming out, two tracks released already, and then the rest coming out over the next couple of months, doing things a little bit differently. So we're going to talk to Joe about that coming up here after the next break, so don't go away. Going to be a good time as we chat with Joe on St. Patty's Day. Hopefully he's not into the Guinness and Jameson yet.
Oh, well,
we might
he's
not
anything
get much,
like you.
Yeah, we maybe we're not going to get much from him. Nah, Joe's a professional, much unlike us.
So that was Eddie Blazonczyk and all the guys in the Versatones with one entitled Brothers of the Bottle. Next up, we've got the boys from Baltimore from their Boys Stories recording. Here's one called When I Have Money.
When I have money, I find my brothers of the bottle, and then we go out drinking. Weird, isn't it?
We'll be right back. what you say or do. For every time I try to put my arms around you, something tells me that you're not the same or you.
Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web, WMBS590.com. Polka TJ, Polka Mel here. Woo-hoo! With you all the way up until the 6 o'clock hour on a St. Paddy's Day. St. Paddy's Day, luck of the Irish be with you, but we know the luck of the Polish is much better. As we promised right now, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Dynabrass going back to their 2020 Polkas recording with our guest on the line right now, Joe Zalewski on the vocals with a tune called My Annie right here on the Pushin' Polka Show. So as we welcome, as we promised, the leader of the Dynabrass from Toledo, Ohio, joining us live right now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Zalewski. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, TJ and Mel, how are you?
We're doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
So we've got Joe on the air right now. We're talking about, so we have a brand new recording coming out by the Dynabrass, and it's not your traditional recording as you would think normally. So about a little history here, about 2 months ago, a couple of months back, we posted on our Polka TJ Facebook page that we were very excited because we saw on the Dynabrass Facebook page that they were in the studio with the man, the legend, Gary Ramey, doing another recording. So we were obviously very excited about that. And then as the details start to come out, we go, oh, this is interesting. So it's not your traditional CD, as most would expect. So, Joe, tell us what's going on with the new recording called 10 and 5, and we're going to start with the name. Okay, I have my theory, but you tell me, and we'll see if I was right.
Or do you want our theory
first?
Or
do you want our guess?
No, I think give me your theory, and then I'll let you know if that's it.
So our theory is that there are 10 Dynabrass recordings, and you have done 5 of them now.
That is absolutely the meaning behind the title. Yeah,
yay!
Yeah. 10. This is the 10th Dynabrass recording, and the 5th one that we have done without Jeff. Amazingly, it's hard to believe it's been not only 5 recordings, but the length of time since that happened in 2015. I mean, it's going to be 9 years in October already.
Wow.
Just hard to fathom how, you know, time has just passes us by, because I can tell you that, you know, the day that that happened, I remember it vividly like it was yesterday. And it does not feel like it was 9 years ago.
No, it sure does not. Wow.
And I have to say, it's fitting that we're having this call with you today, because today is Jeff's birthday.
It is Jeff's birthday, yes. Yeah.
So we're hoping that he's had 10 Guinness and 5 Jamesons to celebrate.
Right. Yeah, I think he's probably, I'm going to guess at this, I think it's his 48th.
Oh, wow.
Or 58th. No, 58th birthday. Because,
okay.
Yeah, because when he had his, you know, issue, you know,
just
the
short
health
of 50.
Issue, about 6 months, 6 months after that, he turned 50, because we had, mm-hmm. that was the first thing that he came out to a public event after his illness birthday party that we threw for him, and Dynabrass and actually DVSTA played their very first gig that night. It
wow.
was for Jeff's 50th birthday.
Hard
yeah.
to believe. Yeah. Awesome. So, okay, so we were accurate with the 10 and 5. So Woo-hoo! That is a very fitting recording title. I like that. So let's get in a little bit to the dynamics of the recording, because, as I said, it's not going to be released on CD. So we're going to have, of course, you know, given the dynamics of our polka genre, we'll say, there's probably people out there going to be looking for it on cassette. So we won't, you know. We'll...
That's true. They were asking last night. No, I'm kidding. They did, a couple people did ask, you know, about the CD. And, you know, it's just been, and TJ, I'd talked to you a little bit about this before. You know, when we did the last full-length album, All In, that was kind of part of the reason behind the title of that recording. At that point, I had made the decision that that would be the last full-length hard copy CD that the band was going to do. So hence the name, you know, All In. We're going all in on this one, right?
Yeah.
And really where it's come for the music industry, you know, around the world, it's very rare in the last 3-4 years that, I mean, outside of our genre, and I'm sure there are other genres that still are recording full-length CDs, but when you're talking mainstream, it's basically singles, right? You don't see Carrie Underwood or, you know, Garth Brooks, anybody really coming out with full-length CDs these days. They're releasing singles, or, you know, multiple singles over, you know, 3-5 month period, and everything is digital. You want to get their music. You know, look what they've done in the cars, right? You can't even, in today's brand new vehicles, you can't even get an aftermarket, you know, CD player, radio, what have you. There's no way to put it in the vehicle the way they've built these vehicles now. So you've got, not only do you not have CD players or cassette players or 8 tracks, you don't have the auxiliary input.
No.
You don't have the, you know, I'm sitting in a 2023 Acura. There's no USB port. There's nothing to input it.
Bluetooth.
All the connections to the radio are Bluetooth.
Yep, absolutely.
Right?
No, that's
and
the,
so everything's going digital.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I came to the realization was that, you know, over the last three projects or so, or four, let's say four projects, the quantity of CDs that we have sold has drastically dropped off, declined from Dance All Night to, you know, 2020 to All In. It's been a steady decline, and, you know, I just don't have room in my garage for any more boxes of CDs.
Right.
So, and I say that tongue in cheek, you know.
Right, right, of
but
course.
But I do have a garage full of CDs still.
TPM.
I have TPM stuff. You know, we've lowered the cost of the hard copy CDs now to, you know, $10, and I'm probably going to drop it, you know, after this year, I'm going to probably drop it down to $5 or, you know, $4 for $20 or, you know, something like that. I want to get rid of them. I hate to, you know, just pitch them in the dumpster.
Sure.
You know, it's difficult. You know, you carry them around. Last night was a good night. We sold 6 CDs. You know, that's the most CDs we've sold in 6 months.
Yeah, and all 6 of them had.
And I'm honestly.
And they have 50,000 miles on them.
Yeah.
Right, they have. They've traveled all over the country and then some. So.
Well, and I can attest.
Really, so the concept really was, you know, twofold. Number one. You know, we want to continue to produce new music and deliver it for, you know, for the polka shows and for the polka fans. But we're doing it kind of aligned with what the majority of the music industry worldwide is doing nowadays, which is basically releasing the singles. We did the studio project. We did 6 songs. We have scheduled release dates. If you, you know, looked at the information I provided for you, we, you know, kind of laid out the songs, what order they're going to be released. We're not playing the songs live until they are released, or as we get a little bit later on, we're going to debut it live and then release it, you know, on the following Monday, you know, that type
awesome.
Of thing. But we're kind of keeping it, you know, keeping a little bit of suspense, a little bit of anticipation, and really trying to create a buzz around the new music that we're delivering and make it last a little bit longer than, you know, you put out a new CD and 3-4 weeks later, you know, the buzz is gone.
It's old news.
You know, it's old news. It's on to the next thing. And a lot of times on those 15 songs, interestingly, you played My Annie, probably because it was a vocal, you know, by me, but
right.
You know, that's a song that hasn't, you know, really gotten a lot of airplay from what I can tell from listening to the shows.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 15 song CD and the you know, DJs pick 2 or 3 that they kind of hone in on, and a lot of times the rest of the albums don't get consumed on the airways, and that's okay. The fans that buy the CDs obviously listen through, or maybe they skip over some or what have you. So that's really where it's, you know, being consumed. But with what we're trying to do with the Dynabrass is get in the studio every year and produce new music and produce it in smaller quantities and deliver them as singles versus doing a full-length CD every, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. So hopefully what you'll see from us is, you know, on a regular basis, you know, new music being delivered for, you know, for the polka fans.
Absolutely. And that is the way of the times. I mean, you look at go back to the Super Bowl and, you know, Beyonce had a 15-second commercial that she was going to release a couple songs and it broke the internet. So, I mean, that's,
sure.
You know, and you're right, but you can't buy a vehicle now with a CD player. And another thing you touch on, you're absolutely correct. When you have a CD with, you know, 13, 14, 15 songs, there's 2 or 3 songs that stick out. And those are the songs that take the, you know, that take the bulk of the airplay, and you have those. And now people have, you know, their iTunes playlist. So you're going to have those two, three songs end up on a playlist anyway. So you can, you know, it's kind of like a la carte polka music. You can pick and choose the songs you want. Mm-hmm. So you're going to release them individually, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and then once the entire project is released, all six songs, then they will be, you know, combined into a, you know, extended play album available on iTunes or what have you with all six songs under the name 10 and 5. For now, as they get released one at a time, they're getting released as a single with the song title by the Dynabrass. So when you go out to iTunes or Spotify or YouTube Music, whatever it is, you'll see if you go, you know, put in Dynabrass and go to our artist page, you know, you'll see the four albums and then you'll see another section that says singles. And you'll, right now you'll see the two songs that we released, you know, last Monday. And then as we add those, you know, to the mix over the next 3 or 4 months, you know, you'll see them listed individually, which is kind of cool because the songs actually get as much attention from a marketing perspective as a full album title would.
Right.
So each release is getting, you know, the exposure on a song by song basis versus when you release it as a full album, it's usually the album title that gets the, you know, gets the exposure, and then the end user or the music consumer has to go in and dig into what songs they, you know, they want to play. So it kind of puts the music, the songs individually, a little bit more on the forefront on the streaming platforms.
No, that makes sense. I like the concept, and I, you know, you and I have had private conversations about that, you know, in the past, and it's one of those things where, you know, you can stand up on stage and holler out a song and play it and say, hey, you know what, go download that song right now. It's available on our iTunes store or Insta, you know, whatever platform you use. And I think in the end, you end up selling more that way than you would long term by selling a CD for 15 bucks that people may buy for one or two songs anyway. So
yep.
I think it's a good model, and I think a lot of others are going to follow that. You know, and we've gone over the last few years, any recordings that you've released, you know, you haven't, I don't believe you've ever sent me a CD because I told you, you know, save your money and just send me the digital tracks because we're going to play them on the show, and that's
right.
That. So we're going to feature, why don't we feature one of those right now, because I like the, and it's hard to believe it's been about a year now since we've made the transition with Dynabrass, going from two accordions to more traditional, I'd say, accordion concertina mix, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we've, over the years, at least since I've been, well, even back when I joined, you know, Dynabrass with Jeff, we kind of have gone back and forth between two accordions and accordion concertina. You know, this time around when, you know, when there was an opportunity to make the change in the band, Bernie Gorak, the third, you know, he had reached out to me, you know, a couple of times, just in the months prior to that and said, hey, if you need anybody to, you know, fill in, or, you know, if you ever get an open spot, you know, keep me in mind. And what a lot of people don't realize is that BG3 was actually in the Dynabrass in 2012 and 2013. He did about an 18-month stint with the band while he was still in high school. And I don't know if you ever saw us.
I was not even aware of that.
At the time, yeah, it was. So it was... back, you know, Jeff was still playing, Patrick Hessian was on trumpet, Aaron Slavinsky was on drums, I was playing bass, Chris was playing accordion, and BG3 was playing concertina. And he was a junior, senior in high school. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is his second tour with the Dynabrass, and he just brings so much energy with his playing style. He just really adds a lot. And, you know, initially we were going to just do the five songs, and, you know, we got through those in a practice, and I started thinking about it because since he rejoined the band last year, we've played the Pickles and Peppers or Concertina Cocktail, however you want to refer to it. We have played it every job. And people just go crazy over it. Some jobs, you know, we end up playing it twice because they're like, can you do that concertina song again? So I was just, you know, I had to really refrain because we got the five songs prepared. And then I was like, well, let's do one. I was thinking, well, let's do one more. And then I was like, well, what about this one? What maybe we could do. And then I had to stop myself and say, no, we're not going, you know, we're not going to turn this into a 15 song project. We have to stay the course and, you know, be focused. But, you know, we decided, hey, let's throw it in. We already had the arrangement. We've been playing it. And it was actually the first song that that we cut in the studio. We had the entire band, all seven of us, you know, in the studio cutting the tracks at the same time, which was a change from what we've done over the last prior four albums, where we just went in with drums, bass, and a shake box, and let's lay down the rhythm for all of them, and then bring this guy in, bring that guy in, bring the horns in. You know, we were able to, you know, cut and really have the feel of the full band, right? I mean, you got everybody going.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's in the studio. Now, we didn't keep, you know, the horns had to be recut and, you know, various things like that. Obviously, we're not going to keep the scratch track vocals and stuff like that. But it really, you know, it really made for a very enjoyable recording session. And, yeah, it was great. We just really had a good time. Everybody was prepared. And I think a lot of that comes down to the fact that there was a lot less on our plate, right? Everybody individually had to prepare for six songs instead of preparing for 15. There wasn't the pressure of, oh my God, we got to get all this done. Otherwise, we're going to have to come back. You know,
right.
that stuff that goes on mentally when you're doing a larger project, and usually the larger projects, the 15 songs, ends up being 3-4 weekends worth of work in the studio to get everything completed so you can then go and do the mix. With this project, we had everything except for a couple of vocals done in the weekend. Everybody had their parts done. We had all the lead vocals. We had, you know, I had to go back in and do some harmonies, and you know, Chase decided he wanted to redo his solo on I Got My Baby Back. So, but that was really about it. Everything was pretty much, you know, 90 to 95% complete in less than a 48-hour period. We started on, you know, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, probably 6 o'clock, and we wrapped up, you know, by Sunday night. We were out of there, you know, 6 o'clock on Sunday night. So, yeah,
and the guys are more...
It was a great session.
And then the guys are more, you know, they're a little less stressed, more laid back, and it makes for better recording. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go into Pickles and Peppers, and that'll take you right up to the top of the hour. We've got a break for the CBS News. Joe, can you join us at the about 5 for another 10 minutes or so?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to play Pickles and Peppers right now from the brand new recording Dynabrass just released this week. We'll tell you more about it right after this song, and then after the news, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
From 10 and 5, here's Pickles and Peppers.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS, 101.1 FM, and on that World Wide Web, www.wmbs590.com. Polka Tea, Polka Mel here with you all the way up until 6 o'clock for an early edition of the Push and Polka Show.
Indeed, we get ready for Penguins hockey. The Pens coming up here at the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to take you right into Pens hockey. But first, we are back, joined by our special guest this week from the Dynabrass, the lead man from the Dynabrass, Mr. Joe Zalewski from Toledo, Ohio. Joe, generous enough to stick around and listen to the CBS News with us and BS with us a little bit as we pass some time here. So we've got Joe back for a little while longer, but he's sitting in his car, so I don't want to make him have to do that too much longer. So, Joe, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, TJML. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you today.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Yeah, so right before the last hour, we played the Pickles and Peppers, also known as the Concertina Polka, released just March 11th, right, last Monday?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep, so two songs just released, and you can find them right now. In case you missed us the last hour, Joe, tell them how to find those two releases and give them a background on, in case they missed, just a quick rundown. You have a brand new recording coming out, song at a time. Tell us about the first two.
Sure. So, yeah, if you want to listen to the songs, they're available on all the major streaming sites, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music, Apple Music, you name it. They're out there already. Everything went very well with the publishing of the two songs, and they got it done quick. I was surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect submitting all the information last Friday, and you know, really by Tuesday, most of the major platforms had the songs up. So you can go to your favorite streaming service and type in Dynabrass, and you should be able to find it, or type in the titles of the song if you want to go that route, and that'll get you to those songs as well. Add them to your favorites, add them to your playlist, and listen to them often.
That's right. So we featured Pickles and Peppers to take you to close out the last hour. Now we're going to do one with a vocal, and this is going to be featuring Chase Muchkevich on the vocal. And I've noticed, as I'm looking at the upcoming releases, all of the vocals seem to be by young Mr. Chase. Is that partly maybe due in part to the success of his big hit Some Nights, perhaps, huh?
Well, it's that, but, you know, he's really become, you know, the voice of the Dynabrass. All of our material, you know, the stuff that Jeff did, the songs that we recorded with Dale on the vocals, mm-hmm. He's basically covering everything. And the interesting thing is we have not had to change one single arrangement. He's been able to sing whatever key the song is in. He's been able to sing it. It's truly been remarkable. And, you know, his confidence is through the roof. But, you know, you do make a point about, you know, Some Nights was a mega hit for us. Probably the most popular song that we've recorded outside of Dance All Night, you know, over the last, you know, 8-9 years. And he only has that one song. And I'm like, well, you know, he's kind of has become the voice in the band. He needs more airplay.
Spread your wings, young man.
Yep, absolutely. So this recording, he's, you know, we gave him all the lead vocals. When we go in next January, I would venture to guess that he's probably going to do all of them. Maybe we'll have myself or, you know, Chris do the lead on one song, but we really want to build up the library of music for airplay, you know, for Chase to, you know, continue to get more exposure and, you know, just develop as a, you know, as a lead vocalist.
Absolutely. And that's always very important, especially, you know, with any band, because it gives the band an identity. And when you hear a song and you hear, first of all, you can hear within a few notes of a song, you know, okay, that's this band or that's that band. And then when you hear the vocals, you're like, oh, okay, now I know who that is.
And I do yep. have to just jump back, and I know we're not talking about All In, but with Some Nights being the USPA Song of the Year last year. Our 15-year-old niece was at USPA for the first time and loved it, and now that's her favorite song to request every time she calls into us when she's listening to the polka show. So,
oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Yeah, she
that's
doesn't know awesome. What it's called, yeah. But she says, play that song by... Right. Yeah. And so she says, play that song, and we know. So that's how you know you have a hit on your hand.
Yes.
Right on.
All right, so we are going to feature right now that new recording by the Dinah Brass that Joe's speaking of, and here's Chase Mochkevich on the vocals and a tune called I Got My Baby Back, right here on the Pushin' Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on the World Wide Web, WMBS590.com. By the Dinah Brass, I Got My Baby Back, the lead song on that recording, coming out a couple of songs at a time, released digitally. It's called 10 and 5, and we've got Joe Zalewski on the vocals, or I'm sorry, Joe Zalewski on the phone. That was Chase Mochkevich on the vocals. Tell us about that song, Joe. I like that. That was pretty catchy.
Yeah, that's a great tune. We debuted it last night at the USPA Spring Dance, played it live for the first time. Actually ended up playing it twice, played it in our second set and played it in our third set. And, of course, you know, we had some family members that were there that, you know, had, you know, knew the tune. And all week long, we've been, you know, promoting it. And we had it released last week on the some of the polka shows, so it's been getting a little bit of airplay. But it was amazing at how many people were able to just immediately start singing along with I Got My Baby Back, yep. Because there's so much repetition right. In the song. And then the whoa, whoa parts, you know, I mean, it was really cool. And we got to thank our, family and, supporter, our friends from the Toledo area that were out last night because, yeah, they really got the crowd revved up with that. Everybody was singing along, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's the first time we're playing the song, and, you know, the crowd is killing it. It was cool.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, you know, what's interesting with that particular tune, it was written by the same songwriter, Derek Ryan. He did have somebody. I don't have the notes in front of me, but there was a yes, yeah. So he did write it with somebody else, but he was also the songwriter for the song "Angel of the Night," which we did on the All In recording. So this is the second tune that we've done that is penned by Derek Ryan. And then the other unique part about it is the father-son vocals, right, with Chase and his father Jimmy Mack, you know, doing some of the harmony parts. Yeah, it just you know, gives it a little extra special meaning for you know, for the band and for the Mashkevich family.
Absolutely, always. That's awesome. Always very special to see. And you mentioned the crowd getting involved, the crowd singing along, and you know, the extra level of excitement that adds to you guys up on stage. And
it's incredible. You just, it's a back and forth, right? It's a feeding frenzy. It really is. And it was so cool last night. And we had a great time. That USPA event, we're looking forward to USPA Festival. We'll be there on the Friday night on May 24th. Mm-hmm. So,
well, before that,
for those that will be attending,
and before that, you'll have Toledo Polka Motion.
Holy Toledo Polka Days. Holy Toledo. That's coming up April 11th through the 14th, and 4 days of polka music. We've got a great lineup. In addition to Dinah Brass, Lenny Gamolka, Chicago Push, Seven out of Buffalo, Polka Mojo out of Chicago. They're actually, this is their second appearance, second year in a row. Last year, Holy Toledo was their first ever, road festival, and they just knocked it out of the park. Very unique, sounding band. Some similarities to Freeze Dried, but, they play a lot of traditional stuff, and just excellent musicians. Also got Jerry Kaminsky's Polka Network, Polka Country Musicians, Holy Toledo Jam Band, and our friend from Erie, Pennsylvania, Kenny Olin, DJing a couple of, afternoon social gatherings with polka music and pizza and beer, and what more could you ask for?
Always fun. We've been to the last two. Mel is kind enough to let me go away on a guy's weekend with the old man for Holy Toledo. Yep. So that
one of these years I'm going to sneak in and just go with you. But
there's no better time than the present.
I know.
Yes, absolutely. But what a great festival that is. And you know, for our listening audience, Toledo, Ohio is only about a four and a half, five hour drive, so it's definitely worth making the trip. It's April 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th coming up here in the Holiday Inn in Perrysburg.
Yep, Holiday Inn and Suites, Perrysburg, Ohio, right off of the Ohio Turnpike, just south about a mile and a half off of I-75. I mean, it's all interstate, easy to get to, and you were there last year. Anything that you forget, you could buy right across
the street
at the Kroger Mega Store, including
Pivo.
Refilling your bottles of vodka or whatever your choice of libation is.
I figured that out day one.
Yep.
and so I understood that the hotel was sold out, but you called and they built an extension on, and so there are a couple extra rooms available now. They built the Jay Zalewski wing.
The Jay-Z wing.
The
right?
Jay-Z
yeah.
wing.
So, well, actually, and today is the last day for that special group rate that we have. After today, whatever rooms are still available will be at the rack rate, and you don't want to pay that. It's up, the rack rate's up over $200 a night. So we've got the group rate at $132. There's still several single king bed rooms that are available. So if you're interested, go out to the website, holytoledopolkadays.com, and make your reservation.
Perfect. And they call you for reservations?
They can do that as well. Yep.
Perfect. 419-351-5031. I remembered, memorized the number, right?
You're mesmerized by Iambra.
Well, I've called it for bail a couple of times, so that's all I remember.
Yeah, well, at least once. And that was my number back in the day.
Yeah. Surprised you haven't changed it once you gave it to me.
Yeah, TJ, you're going to have to extend the show for another hour so we can talk about that.
Well, that'll be another, that might be an online only show. Maybe not appropriate for AM radio. Yeah. Hey, Joe, I want to thank you very much for joining us here and giving us some insight into the new recording. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. I've heard the first two. We featured them here today, and we're going to be playing them the next couple of weeks. And then the next one's coming out here April the 8th. Can't wait to feature that. And then the next few over the next couple of months. So we're looking forward to featuring those here. Looking forward to the Holy Toledo Polka Festival and just a great time. If you get a chance to go out and see the Dyna Brass wherever you can, please, please, please go check them out. They are phenomenal and just a good party band. So, Joe, thanks for tuning, for coming on with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, TJ. Just real quick, we'll be at Seven Springs on Friday for the 4th of July weekend. And we're also just recently booked a date for November 16th at the Uniontown Post.
Oh,
Club.
Boy.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, boy. Well,
put it on your calendar.
I will be there. I will be there.
Thanks so much, Joe. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mal and TJ. Really appreciate the opportunity and, hope that the, listeners were entertained and learned a little bit more, about the Dyna Brass and what we're trying to do out there on the Polka Road.
Absolutely, and we appreciate you doing it. Right now we're going to feature the Dyna Brass in a tune that you're going to hear many times over the Toledo weekend and probably the Seven Springs Friday night. Chase on the vocals, the most requested Dyna Brass tune that we've got here on the show, at least by the younger audience anyways. Here's one called Some Nights. Thanks again, Joe. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. And some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Whoa, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? I don't know anymore. I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. And some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost.
You're listening to the Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS 101.1 FM, and on that World Wide Web, www.wmbs590.com. From his three-ring circus recording, that was Alex Meixner with one called Last One Down and Lily the Pink.
A little medley, a couple of songs get you that Irish jiggy kind of tune, kind of feeling there. So for all the Irish out there and all the ones that want to be Polish on a day like this, where all you do is just drink all day and eat corned beef, and maybe I might even it's have a gołąbki just in case.
Well, I have those too.
Exactly. So we're going to do one more right now, and then we're going to take another quick break, and let's call on the news from Buffalo, New York right now. Here's a tune called Back to Boston. Boston.
Boston.
A lot of Irish up here in Boston. I don't know.
I'm headed back to Boston to a life that I once knew, the life I left for someone and a love I thought was true. The mile markers passing by like fading memories. Can't wait to be in Boston's arms and start a life for me.
back into the tunes here on the Push and Polka Show, your local station, 590 WMBS, 101.1 FM, and on that world wide web, www.wmbs590.com. From their A New Twist on Polka's recording, that was Crusade featuring Eddie Biegai with one called the Cabbage Patch Polka. And I play that just because I'm making cabbage.
I'm a little more intrigued by the cabbage patch that you've got going in the crock pot right
That's
now.
That's what
you
I
mean. When you first put it in and you took the lid off, it smelled like
Toots.
It smelled like a toilet that hadn't been flushed in a couple of weeks. Let's put it, let's be blunt here. But now is it starting to cook down with the cabbage or the carrots and the potatoes?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't smell real bad. That and the corned beef that's been boiling on the stove for about 6 hours now, it feels like.
It's not 6 hours. It feels like it, yes, because you hangry.
Well, I haven't eaten. Well, I ate Friday. That counts.
You ate yesterday, too.
I did. Yeah, that's okay.
You're having a liquid
lunch-ish. Sandwich in a can.
Yes.
So, all right. So, we got to keep it going right now. Why don't we keep it in the Irish theme? So, even though that wasn't really an Irish theme song, it said cabbage.
Cabbage.
So, yeah. So, just like if you play a song and there's beer in the title, you say Polish.
Polish.
It's a Polish song.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go with our buddy from right up the river, Kevin Selecki from up in the, where is he from? The West End of Pittsburgh. From his 2007 recording, Selective Sounds, one of our favorite friends in the world. Kevin and I have some stories, none of which are able to be told on AM radio or probably
ever.
Probably even XM radio for that matter. But here's Kevin right now with a medley of Irish Polish tunes, polka Irish medley Irish polka medley. Holy smokes! I gotta have something. Bye. Here's Kevin Selecki, Pushin' Polka Show.
Above all the pain of the past and all my
Well.
And for the Irish heck of it, we might as well throw in a good old-fashioned what the shillelagh.
My, how the time sure does fly.
And that time flies like a bunch of Guinnesses around the room when you're having a good time. We are indeed having a good time each and every Sunday afternoon right here on your local station for polka music, for Penguins hockey, and for Pirates baseball and Steelers football, which that just got a whole lot more interesting this past week.
I know.
Mm-hmm. 590 WMBS 101.1 FM AM on the World Wide Web, WMBS590.com.
Also rebroadcast throughout the week at www.polkatj.com.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank Joe Zalewski from the Dyna Brass for joining us this week. And as we always do, absolutely thank each and every one of our sponsors for being on board with us each and every week. They're the ones that bring this show your way. Without them, there's no us, so we thank them. And thank you for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Good night.
Good night.
Good luck. Good night.
Wow. Good night and good luck.
Good luck and God bless you all. Dobra noc, holy smokes. Słońce.
From the Push and Poker Show.
I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. The music that I've always loved, it means so much to me. I'd hate to see how life would be for polka fans like you and me. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. Think, would you have met your guy? Would I have met my girl? Would you and I have ever met outside this polka world? Polkas bring togetherness to friends and family. Without polkas, think how different life would be. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. The music that I've always loved, it means so much to me. I'd hate to see how life would be for polka fans like you and me. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas.